Alternate Take is back. This is Liz Warner, formerly known to WDET listeners as Liz Copeland. I'm returning to the airwaves for a two-hour weekly exploration of music and art shaping Detroit's culture. Join me Thursday nights at 8 on WDET.
I'm Shelby Jopy, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit.
My name is Trisha Dring, and I am from New Jersey.
Trisha moved to Detroit about 5 years ago to attend the College for Creative Studies. One day, she stepped outside of her home near the DIA when she smelled something.
I kind of just felt like the city had farted, just like a giant waft of garbage smell.
If you've been near Midtown on a warm day, you may have smelled it too. Just a pervasive smell of trash with no dumpsters in sight. And while there's some debate about where the odor is coming from, the consensus is the Detroit incinerator.
So I was just really curious about what was going on there, like where it actually was, and just why there was just so much smell on certain days and not others.
So to answer Trisha's question, we went to the source. After a few weeks of emails, the folks at Detroit Renewable Power, known locally as the incinerator, invited us for a tour of the facility. We're behind a glass window looking out into a cavernous warehouse. In the middle sits a mound of garbage 3 stories tall. It almost looks like a giant shaggy dog with long strands of plastic bags drooping along the sides like bangs. At the bottom of the heap, a couple dozen small birds hop around scavenging.
Right now you're looking at about 6,000 tons of municipal solid waste. So in essence, that's 2 days worth right there.
Rob Suda is leading our tour of Detroit Renewable Power. He's the plant manager. The facility is on Russell Street, a few miles north of Eastern Market. Suda says if someone in Midtown is smelling something coming from the facility, the giant pile of garbage is the source, not the smokestack that's visible from the freeway. Many residents have filed complaints about the odor. Stephen White is the president and chairman of the parent company for the incinerator. He says factors that the company can't control, like weather, exacerbate the problem. For example, if it's hot, trash decomposes more quickly and smells worse. Or sometimes residents wait a couple of weeks before putting their waste out on the curb, which means the organic material has been decomposing longer and stinks. White says last year, Detroit Renewable Power spent $8 million on equipment to help reduce the odor.
We have no economic incentive for the plant to smell, because when it smells, that means garbage is sitting around. And when it's sitting around, we're not converting it into steam and electricity that we sell.
So the pile of garbage we saw won't just get burned up. The combustion process will create steam that Detroit Renewable Power will then turn into electricity. The steam also heats buildings in downtown and Midtown and the General Motors plant in Hamtramck.
It's called the incinerator. That couldn't be further from the truth.
How so? Why is that not?
Because an incineration process, by definition, is burning and nothing more. This is burning and recovery of energy that provides electricity and steam to hundreds of buildings in the city of Detroit.
So the correct term?
Before this interview is over, I'm going to get you to stop saying incinerator. This waste-to-energy facility.
While there are only 2 of these waste-to-energy facilities in Michigan, they are a much more popular solution for waste management throughout Europe and China. Back on the tour, we head to the control room, a sterile office with a dozen or so computer screens, and one man sits in front of them.
My name is James Speckman. I'm a control room operator. I've been here 18 years. I'm actually operating the combustion of the boilers right now. In order for it to have good emissions, you have to have good combustion. So we are exclusively monitored by the EPA right here.
Speckman points to a screen that shows levels of pollutants like sulfur dioxide and carbon monoxide.
Right now we're making about almost 50 megawatts. So that's enough for almost 50,000 homes.
One person's trash, another person's energy. Plant manager Rob Suda completes the tour by taking us to the end of the line for that pile of trash we saw earlier, the boiler room.
Oh, the floor is quaking.
He points into the furnace. A layer of slag sits at the bottom, engulfed in flames.
That's the final product. That's our ash. What was once a ton of trash is now reduced to ash
and it's taken to the landfill.
Suda says the facility reduces the size of the trash that comes in by about 85%. While the incinerator creates energy and reduces waste, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality considers it a major source of air pollution. The incineration process releases a slew of toxic emissions, such as carbon monoxide, mercury, and lead. The MDEQ says it cited Detroit Renewable Power for 10 emissions violations over the past year and a half, meaning the plant exceeded the amount of certain pollutants allowed in its permit. The department says the infractions should not have caused health problems. The two entities say they are working out a plan to ensure the violations don't occur again. So this summer, if the smell of garbage settles over Midtown, it's most likely coming from a giant pile of trash sitting in a warehouse on Russell Street, waiting to be burned up and turned into energy.
I had no idea that they were converting the trash into energy. That's actually pretty surprising and makes me feel a lot better. And also, I thought that the steam was the part that creating the smell. So learning that it's just the trash sitting out is kind of funny in a little way, because, you know, trash always smells anyway.
For photos of our tour of Detroit Renewable Power and to ask your question about Detroit or the region, visit WDET.org/curious. And if you do smell something in the greater downtown area, be sure to tell us about it at WDET.org/smell. We'll be keeping an eye on things this summer. Thanks for listening. I'm Shelby Jopie.